Chris Moore, the head football coach with the Coon Rapids Bears Crusaders, joining us here today as they get ready now to take on Stanton Essex coming up on Friday night. They'll travel down to Essex to play the game as it's homecoming for Essex. And Coach, a game you guys literally picked up Thursday late morning, as probably most of our listeners probably know, you guys were scheduled to play Audubon. That game, due to some COVID complications with Audubon, canceled. So you guys have been kind of working this week trying to find a game and finally found it Thursday morning. But how does that impact you guys this week?
I don't know. It's been a crazy week. We've had several leads and stuff kind of fizzled out. And we just picked this game up. We're doing this at 12:30. It was an hour and a half ago that we got the green light that they wanted to play and stuff. But, you know, we practice as usual for the most part. We did shorten practice up a little bit. Obviously, we had no prep period for, you know, upcoming opponent. But, you know, practice the last 2 days been up-tempo and good spirits by the kids.
What did you guys kind of work on and focus on in practice this week? Because you thought maybe you'd have a game, but you weren't for sure. So I'm sure that kind of changes a little bit of what you do.
Yeah, we just got the normal fundamentals and conditioning that we do every week. And then it was just a lot of fine-tuning our offense. And then just gave our JV. It was good for our JV. We did a lot of reps with our offense with the JV that, you know, gets put on the back burner about every week until Monday nights when they play. So it's been good for the JV kids too.
And Coach, I know you're trying to cram and get some film study in. What can you get through on a Thursday night before the game on Friday so the kids have at least some kind of an idea of what Stanton Essex wants to do?
We're just, as we currently talk here, we're breaking down film, just getting the formations, running the eye, pro set. They'll just split you out a little bit. You know, we'll just run our base 3-3 defense at them. Yeah, we'll have, you know, some play cards made up and run some scout offense at our defense. And it'll be a normal Thursday night practice, just a little longer because we need to spend more time on how we're going to cover personnel and stuff. But, you know, we'll be all right.
Coach, and I know you haven't had a lot of time to look at him with this game just being scheduled an hour and a half to an hour and 45 minutes ago, but their quarterback, Carter Johnson, looks like he can throw pretty well, but runs the football well, and then Logan Roberts also looks like a pretty solid running back. What do you know about this team right now?
Carter is my assistant coach's brother, Brady Johnson. He just joined our staff this year and teaching at the school. So we got to know Carter a little bit this summer and stuff, so good kid. Super athletic kid, just like his brother. The two brothers, I should say, Drake and then Brady, too, were good athletes there for Stanton. You know, we got to contain him.
Do you feel like that gives you a slight edge? You at least know him and the brother, probably your assistant, probably has a little inside information maybe?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope we can use that to our advantage. You know, that's kind of why we, you know, continue to pursue this game this late, just because of that connection there with Brady and his family and stuff. And actually, I have a cousin that's from the Essex area, second, third cousin that play on the Essex side of Stanton Essex. So that's kind of a little draw for us, too.
Coach, are you guys more just concerned this week in a way about going and doing your stuff and getting yourself ready for the playoffs that comes up here in 2 weeks?
Yeah, definitely. We didn't want to miss the opportunity to play a game and, you know, just, you know, fine-tune everything and, you know, keep that edge. It's tough to keep that with a week off and stuff, so that's what we were looking for, getting this game scheduled this late.
What do you anticipate them trying to do defensively? Yeah, you guys have that power running game. I think everybody around the state knows that. You got some great athletes in the backfield to go with those terrific offensive linemen. So what do you expect Stanton Essex to try and do defensively to slow you guys down?
I assume they're going to load the box on us. From film here so far, it looks like they want to run a 3-3 or a 3-4, kind of get crowded in there. So they'll be, you know, giving us different looks with that, maybe moving personnel around. You know, we got to establish the run, and then hopefully we can throw the ball around a little bit more tonight.
Coach, kind of a strange question, but this now is a non-district game for you guys, so it won't hurt in the district standings if it doesn't go well, anticipating that it will. But did you guys think of any of those type of things going in and the impact it might have on you guys, or do you feel like you're in good enough shape as far as the playoffs are going that that this game won't hurt if it ends up not going the right way?
Not too much concern. You know, we talk about just rolling with the punches all year long, and so we kind of take that mentality. You know, it is what it is, and, you know, we're not too worried about how the game will end up one way or the other.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, appreciate you joining us here today. We kind of scrambled to get this together, so thanks very much for your time. I know you got a lot of film to break down to get ready for practice today. We'll let you get to that. Best of luck, and I know the guy's going to be looking forward to chatting with you about how well this game goes for you tomorrow night on the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show.
Yeah, Jeff, I appreciate what you do and rearranging your schedule, too. And, yeah, we're just excited to have an opportunity to play another game. And, go CRB.
You bet. Head coach Chris Moore again with the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders. Again, they are now traveling to Stanton Essex, down to Essex, for a football game on Friday night.